This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of September. My name is Audrey Raj, and as usual, with me in the studio is
Frida Liu.
Oh,
wrong mic.
Oh, you're on the wrong mic. Okay, let's try and fix that. Frida Liu, are you with us?
Frida Liu.
Oh, dear. Something is wrong. We're going to try and fix Frida's mic. What is going on?
I know what's going on.
Oh, there you are.
Someone,
you mute your own mic.
Yeah.
Someone has...
So sorry, people. You missed my voice for a moment there.
That, of course, is Frida Liu. And on the show today, we are talking about productivity. You know, after working from home over these last few months, what has been your most productive time of day? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We're also going to be talking about drone delivery and watching your favorite football matches on your messaging app, like WhatsApp, right? So that's coming up later on in the show. Also on the show, we have a little bit of Aretha Franklin and George Michael. We have David Bowie and a little bit of U2 as well. So it's going to be a crazy show. But of course, our main story of the day is about productivity. So some people call themselves morning. They might refer to themselves as a morning person or a night owl. There are some ways that we describe our productivity levels, or sometimes a lack of productivity, you know, throughout the day. But researchers at Monash University, Australia, they've concluded that there's a particular hour in which we're all at peak productivity levels. And I'm telling you, it's probably not what you think. So Frida, when are you most productive throughout the day?
Morning, definitely in the morning. I'm a go, go, go. I start the day with exercise, and then so I feel energized from that.
Mm-hmm.
So then probably like about 3 or 4 o'clock, it dips a little bit. A nice siesta of 30 minutes would be good, and then I'm ready to go again.
Right. Okay. I am a morning person as well. I wouldn't call myself a morning person because I'm really grumpy in the morning, but okay. I find that I'm most productive like really early, like 7 a.m. You know, it's when I get like the juices and the creative juices flowing. So sometimes in the morning in the shower is when I get my best ideas,
right.
You know, so I find that. But throughout the MCO, I realized that I get a bit of a boost in the evenings.
Huh.
So sometimes after 5 p.m., and then I'm working all the way through 2 to like 8 or 8:30.
Okay.
And but this is something new and surprising to me. So I think we've all had a closer look at our productivity levels, especially during the MCO and working from home. And according to a new study, being productive isn't so much as what you're doing, but when you're doing it. So researchers from Monash University in Australia and the University of Granada in Spain have concluded that the sweet spot for productivity is actually right around lunchtime.
Now. All right.
Yeah. So when you're listening to us, you're actually, I guess, very productive. So it's not the mornings or nights like, you know, some people would have guessed. Money.com covered the study and highlighted some of the most important parts. And they said that the study analyzed, of course, 500,000 exams taken by university students in the UK at three distinct times of day, at 9 a.m., 1:30 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. And based on five years of exam scores and an average of 6 exams per student, the researchers found that the peak performance actually happens at around 1:30 p.m. So the study also says that you can drink as much coffee as you want or eat as much chocolate bars to keep yourself alive. But our brains decide when we are most productive, and that's in the early afternoon.
Who knew? Because so 500,000 exams over 5 years.
Yes, you know, and I know you're probably thinking that, you know, a study based on school kids or exams, you know, it's
not
going to apply to the working adult.
True.
But the study was to test cognitive tasks that applies to any professional skill as well. So technically, this means that anything from surgery to making tough business decisions and even brainstorming sessions in the office, they are best done in the afternoon. But again, this is technically, yeah. And there's also some science behind this. And we'll get in touch with Dr. Eugene T from Help University after the break to help us break this down. But things like your circadian rhythm and the way it sends signal to the brain, I guess that also affects productivity. So I guess when you look at it, the bad news for all those night owls out there is that you're probably better off abiding by your biological clock than working against it. And another interesting point in the article is also that the timing of our internal clock changes as we age. So, you know, that's why, you know, you used to be able to stay up until 2 a.m. and watch a football match. Maybe, okay, not 2 a.m., 3 a.m. our time. But maybe now you're struggling a little bit, and it's most probably not because you have a toddler. It's most probably because you're just getting older, Audrey.
And I'm also thinking, right, because it's with students, I'm still thinking it's with students, right? That they're sleeping later, right?
Yeah.
So they're probably waking up later as well to do the 1:30 exam, right? Because, you know, you're a student life kind of thing. Maybe you don't have any exams in the morning. I'm still giving my own analysis without any basis of research. But anyway.
But when you were a student, didn't you wake up like extra early to study? Or were you one of those who studied like later at night when everyone was asleep?
No, I would have normal hours.
Really?
Yeah. I never burned the midnight oil.
Wow.
I'm one of those.
I was always one of the either like really early in the morning, which would be like really grumpy, or it would be late nights. Late nights for me. So, yeah. So, you know, I guess this means depending on how old you are and when you go to sleep and when you're productive, or, you know, what you do at work, your early afternoon window could actually shift to an earlier slot the older you get.
I don't like what you're insinuating.
I'm not insinuating anything. This is based on facts, I think. I mean, it's based on this article, right? So it's not me. Shoot the writer. So our genetics and social environments can also impact our internal rhythm. You know, for example, if your friends are all night owls, you might adjust to staying up late as well. Or if your job requires you to be up at the crack of dawn, you might find yourself becoming a morning person, you know, eventually. So even the amount of sunlight there is in a day could affect your circadian rhythm and your productivity. This, I think, we know from certain countries that have less sunlight or more sunlight throughout the day. But the million-dollar question is, now that we know that we're more productive during lunchtime, how do you cram your 9 hours of work into that lunchtime hour, right? Well, I guess you can't. You only have 60 minutes in that hour, right? And the researchers say it's best to pick the most important task that you have to do and complete it just before your lunchtime, that to, you know, kind of take advantage of that peak in productivity in your body or in your being. Yeah.
Okay.
Makes you think, right?
Yeah. Okay. And I like to, you know, but this is, I guess, like 500,000 exams over 5 years. So interesting research. You know, just how they did it with the University of Granada in Spain, right? Because the Spanish wake up they have their breakfast very late. They have their lunch at about 2-3 o'clock. And then the siesta, and then they have their dinners very late as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm just interested to know. But the research was done in the UK.
So, I mean, now that you know what the researchers have said, this is by the University, Monash University in Australia and the University of Granada in Spain, not the UK, but the exams were all in the UK, of course. Now that you know the findings of this study, what do you think? You know, after working from home, what have you noticed about yourself and your productivity levels throughout the day? When are you most productive? Is it in the morning? Is it in the afternoon? Is it in the evening or underneath the moon? I have a toddler at home, can you tell? Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We've got a little bit of U2 with Beautiful Day. It is indeed. When we come back, we will speak to someone who can give us the
Dr.
science.
Dr. Yijin T, Associate Professor in Psychology from Help University.
Yes, to give us the science behind all of this. Enterprise Biz Bites will be back, BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are asking you, you know, after working from home, what has been your most productive time of the day? Is it in the morning, in the afternoon, the evening, at night? Tell us what you've noticed about yourself. We have a couple of responses over on WhatsApp.
Yes, we have from Tai Yao Yang. Said, I'm not sure when I'm most productive, but I'm least productive after lunch. 3 to 4 p.m. is where the valley is. Yeah, you know, it depends also on what you have for lunch. You know, if it's banana leaf, guaranteed. From Ro, I go to bed early hoping to maximize my beauty sleep so I'll wake up gorgeous and increase my chances of reproductivity. Hasn't worked yet. At least I still have the morning run. Thank you, Ro.
Right. Looking at Twitter, we have one response here from Christine who says, for the people who have voted for morning, is it your most productive time or does it have to be your most productive time because of the traditional workday model? And she's asking on behalf of all the non-morning people out there. Of course, looking at the poll on Twitter, we have almost 60% who say that they are morning people, 12% say afternoon, 11% in the evening, and the rest about 17% or so say that, you know, they're more productive at night. But we got in touch with Dr. Eugene T, the Associate Professor in Psychology at Help University, to help us understand productivity levels from a more scientific point of view. Dr. Eugene, you know, is there a scientific reason behind different productivity levels, you know, throughout the day? Or is it purely based on a person-to-person preference?
There is some evidence for optimal productivity based on our circadian rhythm, our natural sleep-wake cycle. Sleep research, for one, highlights that once we transition out of sleep, early in the morning, our brains are prepped and ready to act. So levels of melatonin, the hormone that regulates our sleep-wake cycle, dip early in the day, around 8 a.m. It gets released again in the later part of the day, just as the lights dim and you're getting ready to sleep. So even after getting up, it takes a while for our brains to get going. Several studies indicating that our peak performance is on or around the late morning, and that stretches out until the late afternoon, about 3 p.m.-ish. We do get a post-lunch slump, so food or carb coma, as it's sometimes referred to, right, after our afternoon meals. So that partly diminishes or explains the diminished productivity after around 3:30 p.m. There are, of course, like you said, individual differences for sure, but our natural circadian rhythm, our internal body clock that manages our sleep wakefulness periods, means that we're at our most attentive, focused, and productive for just a handful of hours in a day. Some estimate this to be, like I said, from about 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Our body's natural sleep-wake rhythm means that we are prepped to engage in more cognitively demanding tasks in this earlier part of the day. So this is the default for most individuals, but of course we need to factor in individual differences and work habits as well. As some individuals are more prone to distractions, they make more callous mistakes at work or unskilled, but there's no denying that our circadian rhythm does influence our productivity.
Dr. T, is productivity impacted more by external factors, for example, you know, workplace factors, conduciveness, or is it more internal, like your mindset and mental health? And what can people do to improve those factors?
The unsatisfying but arguably truest answer we often give is that it is a combination of both. As for whether it is more one or the other, I think it also depends. There's a whole host of circumstantial and contextual variables here. Professions, roles, industries, expected working hours, workplace culture, degree of flexibility even afforded to one's roles, and it's challenging for me to conclude which is the strongest. But one that we consistently find in studies indicates that open offices don't work. They're far too distracting, and productivity is sacrificed by the claimed opportunity that such open floor plans help with collaboration and generation of new ideas. The list is probably longer for internal factors, so things such as one's work ethic, ability to prioritize and schedule, block out distractions, assertiveness to say no to unimportant tasks, ability to stay away from distractions, all factor into our day-to-day productivity. But as a productivity tip, one of the things that can be done is simply to assert control over what you do have control over. So if you have the benefit of working remotely or from home, use that to create a distraction-free environment, one which you can devote focus time and attention to the tasks at hand. Unplug from the internet and social media. Use time boxing, that's setting aside 45 minutes or so, or to an hour of uninterrupted work with breaks in between those time blocks. Use to-do lists, set a reward for yourself. That can be a way to motivate yourself towards the task. These are just some of the ways to improve your focus and attention that make your day a productive one. I think we may have been part of the story if we look at, you know, just time management. We only have part of the story, rather, if we just look at time management. Our most precious resource may be our attentional resources rather than our time. So in being consistent with the research on circadian rhythm, schedule your optimal productive hours, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the most challenging and demanding tasks.
10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay, our checklist as well, right? I know, Audrey, you and I, well, definitely you within your checklist. Now, Dr. T, do you think the ability to choose your optimum time is why working from home has become so popular? And should companies look into changing work hours into a more flexible concept in the long term?
I think so. I think the psychological boon that we get from this is the sense of autonomy, the ability to dictate the pace in which we choose to work, what we choose to work on, and maybe even the approach that we take towards the task given to us. But of course, it takes discipline and focus to make the most of your time working from home. So as suggested a while ago, blocking out distractions can help create an environment conducive for focus, productivity, and later on, efficiency. Those of us working from home might need to grapple with temptations to procrastinate. So that's another challenge we need to confront with, given the luxury of remote work. Mm. I'm all for flexible working hours, but in our Asian context, would go one step further and suggest the need for clear boundaries between work and non-work. By all means, hold people accountable to their work output, regardless of where they are. But also know that it's unreasonable, I think, for them to be extra productive just because they're not in the office. One other implication for organizations might be to schedule the most demanding or challenging tasks at our generally optimal hours. That's the 10 a.m., 3 p.m. block, which I mentioned a while ago. Important meetings, pivotal tasks, have these during this time block, and couple this with reasonable, flexible work arrangements for a boost to both morale and productivity.
So we're working in the most productive hours, right?
Yeah.
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. A final question, asking for a friend. This question is for all the night owls. Is it healthy to be working late at night just because you're more productive during those hours?
Some tasks may include late night shifts, so the unavoidable graveyard shifts that accompany, say, on-call tasks are those that require round-the-clock attention. And some of us do catch a second wind of productivity later in the day, so it's not unusual to find people say that their best working hours are after dinner, for instance. Still, others only find time to work on tasks after they have attended to their family. It's unrealistic and perhaps naive to assume that we can all clock off at 5:30, 8 p.m. every day, but I think if this can be avoided, or at most only required temporarily, that would be preferred. Individuals may get used to the odd working hours, but there have been reviews indicating that shift work, what generally causes what we call circadian misalignment, leads to increased risk of physical problems. This includes cardiovascular diseases, obesity, cancers, and along with these as well, adverse psychological outcomes such as depression. If I had to take a stance on this, I'd say no. If it were at all possible to keep to your regular working hours in alignment with your natural circadian rhythm, I'd go for that. All right, and just to follow up on that, job design, I mean, for organizations, job design, and if necessary, redesign, that will be crucial so that workers are not stretched beyond their capacity and cognitive limits. Scheduling important meetings with employees when they are at their cognitively sharpest and readiest, that's also not a good step. Encourage and reward employees that make their hours count rather than those who count their hours, right? Mm. So you want to encourage your employees to make their hours count, to work efficiently rather than to tally up the number of hours they spend in the office. Find process bottlenecks, weed out poor communication. Those take a toll on our productivity and sap our time and attention. Having experienced excessive workload demands in recent times, I'll also say that long hours are not to be confused or equated with greater productivity.
Right.
Cultures and organizations that promote, even glorify excessive work hours as an indication of worker commitment are either exploitative or out of touch with the realities of work during these uncertain times. Unfortunately, we find that they're usually both.
Right. Thank you for that. That was Dr. Eugene T, Associate Professor in Psychology at HELP University. I like what he said about making the hours count and not counting the hours. It just seems like the culture, that the Asian work culture is about counting the hours. And, especially countries like Japan and South Korea, where, if you're one of the first to leave the office, it's kind of frowned upon, right?
Right.
Right. All right. We're asking you today about your productivity levels. Now that you've had a taste of working from home and, coming back to the office, what have you learned about yourself? When are you most productive? Is it the morning, the afternoon, the evening, or at night, or any other time of the day if you have a specific time slot? Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. For now, we're going to leave you with a little bit of David Bowie with Rebel Rebel. When we come back, a story about drone delivery in the new normal. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.